Hello there. Are you wanting to change your life for the better, but you don't have the energy to start? Are you feeling flat, demotivated, or stuck lately? Do you have little willpower to make those massive changes, yet you feel you need to start somewhere? Or are you looking for some momentum to change those toxic habits and want to start small? This episode is a necessary listen. We'll be chatting about the various micro habits that you can change to make life that bit better and build up your momentum into changing the big stuff. This episode was brought to you by Auspicious Minds, where we help you break those daily bad habits and replace them with better ones. Here, we give you advice, anecdotes, and tips towards living a more positive lifestyle. If you like our episodes, please subscribe to us so that you get to hear them first each week. We've got loads more awesome topics coming up in the following weeks that will help you on your healing journey. Success begins from within. Hello there and welcome to episode 15. I'm your host Yvonne, and on behalf of Auspicious Minds, I'd like to thank you for being here. Hope you enjoy this episode. Whether you're new to the Auspicious Minds podcast or whether you're returning for more straight talking madness, I'm grateful you're here anyway. This episode, it's all about changing those habits, the little ones, the easy wins. And I probably should have done this episode ages ago because it does most reflect our ethos and what we actually talk about in our intros every single episode. But would you believe me if I told you that every episode I do, all the content that I put together for each episode, it's all given to me by my own intuition. So now was the time I was supposed to talk about this stuff. Like it's in some kind of divine order or something, I don't know. But I've been wanting to talk about habits for a while. And I don't know about you, but I don't always have the energy or the willpower to change something massive. It takes so much time and energy. My willpower's shit. And normally after a couple of days, I'll break that anyway and end up back at square one. But miserable, because at least I had the failure there as well. So if this is you, thinking about those little habits, that's your way to get the quick wins in. And that's your way to changing the big stuff too. They don't require much planning. They don't require much energy. They're just quick 2-minute jobs that will help you get something done. Whether it's gradually or whether it's just there and then, it all counts. It doesn't require much effort. You don't have to wait until Monday to do these. You're not sacrificing anything either. You can start implementing these straight away if you need to, and it'll build the momentum to the bigger stuff that you want to change. And I've found that using these has really helped me because they give me that gratification straight away. And I'm not waiting for something to happen where I end up quitting it or something. And this does actually change that as well. Teaches you the art of patience. So if you're feeling flat on your arse or you're tired, but you do want to make changes, these are ideal because they don't require too much out of you. And that can build your momentum to getting that energy back and then changing the bigger stuff over time. So if you're feeling a bit sluggish or can't be arsed, stay with this and see where you can go with it. Over time, mini habits provide you with more energy and positivity naturally. So what comes with that is the need to change the bigger stuff further down the road. In this episode, I'm going to suggest lots of different micro habits that you can do and how they can lead to macro habits and what they are and the advantages of what the momentum can bring you. So let's get on with the episode, shall we? Micro habits, easy wins to a positive life. A micro habit is something that requires little effort. It takes 2 minutes or less to complete. How great's that? It's not long, is it? So trying to find the motivational energy to put a micro habit into place, it's not always required because it's not going to take you off course either. So if you're busy with other stuff and you've got little time or energy as it is, this isn't going to take you too much out of that. You're not going to have to build up a load of energy to do this. This is something you can just do straight away. And they do say that if you've got any task that's less than 2 minutes, you should always do it right away and then it's done. You could look at a micro habit as something that you either want to implement each day that makes you feel better and more productive, or as something that's leading up to a bigger change or a gradual change, which would be known as a macro habit. So say you wanted to quit something like smoking. That's a pretty big habit. It takes a lot of willpower to quit smoking. It takes a lot of energy to maintain that willpower too. And could take a long few weeks of staying on top of that to succeed. If you've ever quit smoking, credit to you. That would be a macro habit, just doing it cold turkey in one go, done. Well, you've got a few tough weeks ahead of you. That's a macro habit. It's big, it's great, it's going to feel like a massive change to your lifestyle pretty quick. And on a side note, a very worthwhile change at that. But say you were just thinking about quitting smoking and you're still weighing it up. You could be in that thinking about it zone for weeks or months on end, and yet you've made no change. So you're no further forward. In that time, you could have cut down a little bit every day, gradually without that painful withdrawal or thinking about it that much, just by eliminating a ciggy here and there over that time. That cutting down process would have been a micro habit. You could have felt that bit healthier by now by doing this. And this can apply to other addictive substances too, or even project work. Breaking that mammoth task down into smaller, more manageable chunks, it stops you feeling overwhelmed and it eliminates the procrastination because you're still doing something and it gives you that momentum to keep building on that task each time you do it and then it gets completed. But you're not overwhelming yourself by thinking, this needs to be done now. Oh, shit. So if you keep on with this, it snowballs you into wanting to do more. And it makes you feel like you've accomplished something, however small. So have a think about anything that you'd like to change in the near future. Is there anything that you've been putting off because it just seemed like too much of a colossal task? Is there a bad habit that you'd like to quit, but you don't feel like you've got the energy to go full throttle into it right now? Would you just like to feel a bit more productive on the whole? So you can't really specify what you need to do, but you would like to be more productive in things. Fear not, I'm going to suggest some things in different areas. And maybe you'll do these, maybe you won't. Maybe they'll inspire you to thinking about your own little micro habits that you could work on changing. You don't have to do all of them, as I've said. Just pick a couple, stick with them every day and just see what happens. Here goes, and they're in no order, by the way, however you do them. Your morning routine. If you've got a savvy morning routine already, then power to you. You must be a morning person or something. I wish I was. A majority of us just muddle through until we get out the door in one piece. And that's good enough for us. But then what happens is you end up coming back to a sink full of dishes and a house that smells like cabbage because you forgot to take the bin out, even though you haven't eaten cabbage. That's just the overall smell. A majority of us wake up and the bad habits are just sitting there waiting for us amidst our morning routine. So if you wake up and go straight on your device, that can eat into that time of you getting up and going. We look and we think, shit, we're running late and that's it. Where's that hour gone? And then sometimes this means rushing about then, getting more stressed. You're worried that you're going to be late or you are late. Instead of doing that, get yourself up, out of bed. Don't check your device other than to check the time. Just try it for shits and giggles. Get yourself up and instead of going into that labyrinth of social media, just sit by your bed, affirm something positive to yourself. This takes a few seconds. Today is a positive day. Today is a good day. I'm getting lots done and making the most of my day. That's all you need to do. That takes less time than checking what people on Facebook have been doing overnight. Keep it present. Believe in what you're saying. Feel good about not going on your device as well, other than to switch off the alarm. This does not mean that you can't go on there later. All you're doing is just not going on there straight away. I mean, how many times have you ended up rolling back to sleep because you went on your phone straight away before your eyes had even comfortably opened? What it means is that you're choosing right now to wake up naturally and at your own pace without that overwhelming urgency of internet coming at you. Get yourself up and dressed at your own pace. And if you're feeling eager to check your tweets or the news or anything, maybe let that spur you into getting dressed faster or get moving faster, but just try not going on there when you first wake up. Next one, for a lot of people, that kettle is the first thing that goes on once you're up and going. It's the next protocol because you need some strong, tasty caffeine to really cement that wake up. Instead of going straight for that first tea or coffee of the day, try this. Have a glass of water first. You can gulp it there and then, especially if you're eager to get to that coffee or tea. Just try a glass of water first. Believe me when I say that the health benefits to doing this, that little glass of water first thing in the morning, really sets you up for the day. See, your body's not had any water for the last 6 to 8 hours, however long you've been asleep. So it's at its most dehydrated when you wake up. The energy that you're going to get from this little glass of water is going to provide your mind and your body that essential hydration that it needs. And it doesn't have to be water. It could be slightly cooled warm water with lemon or cucumber or something in it. Great for your metabolism, combats any constipation issues you might have, and wakes you up that bit more naturally. And then if you still need that tea or coffee, great, go and have it. Just have the water first. That's all. But you're bringing a healthy, doable habit that's going to make a hell of a difference to your health and well-being. Just a bit of water before you drink the other stuff. Yeah? Give it a go. We all love our slumber. So getting up way earlier than we need to is a tall order. So why not do this gradually? Instead of hitting that snooze on your alarm, which actually doesn't really help as much as you think in the long term, get yourself up. Even if you end up walking around like a pissed up zombie for a while, just do it because you will wake up. I've just started doing this because this was one of my biggies, the snooze button. And I mean, I'm shit in the morning, not going to lie to you, banging into stuff, trying to force my eyelashes to break up already. And after a minute or two, I do find my flow and I'm up then. Once those brain cylinders start firing up, you wake up anyway. Whatever time of the day it is to you, it's really important to begin the micro habit thing because it sets up the day really well for you. A lot of these geared up for success type articles that you read or you hear, they swear by getting up early and getting on it. And maybe you want to be that person that does this. I know I am. Because let's face it, the early bird catches the worm. But if you're not an early bird or a morning person, this is pretty hard. So by doing this gradually, that's your way. You could try that macro habit way if you wanted to, but you'd end up having a few nauseating early starts. But then you'd soon find yourself knackered at night, so you'd get into that routine quickly. But if you're realistic about this, try the micro habit way and just get up maybe 15 minutes earlier that day. Or even 5 minutes earlier and work your way down over time. If you struggle with early starts, this is probably a better way to do it. Exercising in the morning. Now, I'd love to be that person that said to you, oh, I work out every morning religiously, but I'd be bullshitting you. I don't. And I would love to do that, but what I do instead, and I'm working my way up to that, head rolls, neck rolls, deep breathing, arm circles, hip rolls, leg stretches. It takes 2 minutes. It's good for you. It's easy. You might find over time that you want to build up on that exercise routine, but just one step at a time with this. You're more likely to keep it up, especially if you're not a morning person. Just start in the micro habit fashion with this. Same with cold showers. People go on about cold showers. I never really used to know why. I'm a bit of a baby when it comes to stuff like that. I hate cold water on me. But it boosts the metabolism and helps keep you trimmer. It's a great way to wake up those fat-burning cells. But even on a really hot day, I can't do a cold shower. I don't know about you. So if you dare to take your shower switch into that blue zone, then do it. It'll certainly wake you up quicker and it'll boost your metabolism. But that's a macro habit, yeah? If you want to do it the slow way, do it this way. Have your nice shower the way you want it, the way you usually have it, whether it's burning hot or just nice and warm. And then, just when you know you're going to get out soon, even if it's only 10 seconds, switch the temperature down. Make it cooler, cold if you dare. And this will actually make you feel better because you've already had the nice warmth, that colder feeling. It won't make you feel like you've just been born again when it's time to get out of the shower. Fucking hate that feeling, especially in the winter months. Another one for the morning routine, make your bed. It doesn't take long and it's such a quick win. Furthermore, it leaves your room that little bit tidier. This has been a micro habit of mine since I was about 16, because my mum used to nag at me for it, and ended up just doing it because it was just one less thing to get nagged about. But I'm so glad that I did it, and I still do it now religiously. No matter how hungover I was, no matter how ill, knackered, depressed, I took this micro habit on that long ago, I don't even think about it now. And I'm no neat freak moniker out of Friends tidy person by any means, but an unmade bed, It's nice at the end of the day to get into a made bed as well. Other throughout the day wins. Throw or give something away every day. And I don't just mean the rubbish that you're already throwing away, like packets or boxes. I mean, often a tidy room's a tidy mind. And I've said in another episode, but stagnant energy can attach itself to stuff that's lying around not being used. And it can make you feel fed up, and you might not even realise it's that. That item that could be getting used by somebody else. Or if it's broken and fixable, and you probably kept it because you had the intention of fixing it at some point, but it's sitting there silently doing your head in, and realistically, you know you're never going to fix it. It's just going to sit there. Get rid of it. If you're not going to fix it, you don't need it. You end up replacing it with something that works anyway, and that thing, that broken piece of junk still lying there taking up space. Get it to the tip. You don't need it. I mean, think about it. Are you really going to fix it? Your trash is somebody else's treasure. And the hardest thing about getting rid of those things or clothing or whatever it is that decision to not keep it anymore. Once we make the decision to get rid of something, however long it takes, the chances are it's already halfway out the door in our heads. I used to find this with car boot sales, anything that I didn't sell, I'd have to get rid of anyway, because I'd already separated myself from the need to want to keep it. So bringing it home after it didn't sell, it wasn't an option. Unless something's of sentimental value and you're going to be leaving that with somebody else at some point, you can't take it with you. So why have it? By getting rid of something you don't need every day, or giving something away to somebody else that could use that thing, you will feel liberated and freer, trust me. Just keep the essentials like bedding and cutlery, because you sort of need that. Overconsumption of outside influence. Yep, I'm back on the social media rant. So if you're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, YouTube, blah, 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 do give us a follow. I can promise you right now, we don't post 20 times a day. We'll not clog up your homepage with loads of consumption. Why? Because we just don't have time to stalk you or bombard you with information in there. That's what the podcast is for. Bum, bum. If you're on these platforms several times a day, why not begin the micro habit of occasionally stopping yourself going on there? And do something offline as a quick diversion. These platforms are great for staying connected and in the know, but it's too easy to feel overwhelmed by the overconsumption of what you're taking in when you're innocently scrolling down your feeds on your homepage. It's not good for your head. That weekly reminder that you get telling you that of your usage time. Use the micro habit of getting that percentage down a little bit. Stop yourself going on there occasionally. If you do it a couple of times a day, you feel like, I'm going to go on here. Think about it first. Do I need to go on here? If you do, then go on it. There's no law saying you can't. That's what it's for. But if you can stop yourself, if there's a chance that you can just stop yourself going on there, do it and do something offline instead. If you can keep reminding yourself of that, you'll come off there more and more and you'll get that percentage down as well. And that percentage time, I don't know why, but it's a really good feeling when it's lower than the week before. Makes you feel like you've done more stuff offline. You've lived a bit. So if you watch the news several times a day, cut down on this as well. Again, it's good to be informed about what's going on. If you're on it too much, it becomes misinformed. And it can have a real negative effect on you. Because let's face it, it is mostly negative. What we're hearing about, isn't it? And you don't need that negativity. So cut down on your news time a bit. Learn to say no a bit more. If you're busy and you're starting to feel flat chat, maybe you're taking on too much. Do you ever find yourself saying yes to stuff that you don't really want to say yes to? And it's going to eat into your already limited time and resources. Just say no sometimes. It strengthens your boundaries, saves you time, and restores your energy a little bit. Alone time. Even if it's minimal, try and spend a few minutes on your own each day, if it's possible, without any distractions, just check in with your thoughts. Think nothing if need be. Just take this time every day to slow down and be present. You don't have to do anything, it's just a few minutes to yourself. Learn something new, whether it's once a week or once a month. Just spend some short bouts of time educating yourself on something that interests you. It really is good for you. It's good to learn new stuff. Maybe there's something you want to accomplish, like a new hobby. Commit a few minutes to it if you can. Enough that you can break from it at a point where you want to come back to it. So always leave it on a high. This is a perfect micro habit as it'll add up to learning something new. And it'll give you a new skill to hone. Or say if you lose interest in it. Well, you didn't waste that much time on it, did you? But you still gave it a go. The diet long game. Here we go. If you're needing to lose a few pounds, but no, you can't stick to that, I'll start my diet Monday, bollocks. Start slowly by cutting down in between meals, unless you have to follow a specific medical diet plan that requires you to eat in between meals. But for most people, eating in between meals is the secret key to gaining weight. Even when it's something healthy like fruit, it keeps your blood sugar from dipping, which means that you're only ever going to be burning off what you're eating. A lot of people don't realise that because they think, well, but I'll eat something healthy in between meals. No, your body never gets to the fat reserves that it wants to be burning, which is how we lose weight. I'll be covering more of this in detail in a future episode. But for now, just eat your main meals each day and try not to eat within 3 to 4 hours of going to bed. Do this as a micro habit. This worked for me when low-fat diets didn't work. This is a great thing. You don't have to sacrifice the food you like. So if you do want a little treat after a meal, try and eat it straight after. You don't have to pick out on a Sunday night and then go straight on it Monday. Don't have to do that anymore. You can start from your next meal if you like. Other things you could try. Instead of texting or messaging somebody and spending hours thinking, what can I say here? How can I go back to all this? Why not just call somebody, leave them a voice message, a quick video message, just for a change, just to mix it up a little bit. It'll make them smile, saves you a whole heap of time. Why don't you surprise someone? Give it a go. Just try it. They won't be expecting it at all. A gratitude ritual. So when those lights go out, spend a minute or more just thinking about what you're thankful for that day. Anything at all, however small or meaningful. Even if you've had a shit day, just be grateful you got through it. It could even be that. And it takes no time to do this, but it aligns you in the right frame of mind for putting a lid on that day. And it's really good for manifesting as well. Are you a reader? If you're not an avid reader, this might be a bit of a pointless one to say, but just read a few pages of a book before you go to bed. It shuts you down better. If you're on your device, it's going to keep you up for hours. But reading a few pages of a book every day, I know it's hard to do that with a really good book. Sometimes you end up just reading way over, but that's okay too. Reading's good for you. So try reading. And if you're not someone who reads, give it a go. The next one, and this is the one-time micro habit that you could do, and this will take you hardly any time at all. Subscribe to us if you haven't already. I thought I'd slip that in. Seriously though, we're for your higher good, assisting you on your everyday healing journey. And we've got loads more cool topics to discuss in the coming weeks. I know, self-promotion. But if you don't ask, you don't get, do you? So follow us or subscribe if you haven't already. We do appreciate it, honestly. Or leave us a review if you have. That helps too. And lastly, get into a habit of journaling or documenting your thoughts each day. Or once a week, if that's all you've got time for. You don't have to write pages and pages if you don't want, but it's a nice way to know where you're at in life and checking in with yourself. And it's a worthy micro habit that will continue. And just a few minutes a day, it'll do you the power of good. All these little micro habits are quick wins, as I've said, but they lead to so much more. And you don't have to do all of them. Just pick one if that's all you've got time or energy for and work your way up. But what they do is give you a feeling of capability, like you're heading towards that life that you want. And you could try and break a big bad habit the cold turkey way. And sometimes this is the best way to do something. But we don't have the energy to see it through. And doing those life-changing habits, we end up jacking it in after a few days or a few weeks. These micro habits are doable. They don't take much willpower, motivation, or energy, and they're easier to stick to because of this. They end up leading us to a happier era of life. They provide us that motivation to keep going and want to change things in the future, because once you start doing something, you look around for more things to want to do. They save us time and they keep us in the race, because they snowball into productive changes, which we might not have been able to do if we tried to go full force with it when we weren't feeling so energetic. Remember, it was a tortoise that won the race. And what's ideal as well is that there's instant gratification with these small wins. They keep us going. Successful people swear by delayed gratification towards building wealth or a successful business or a career or a contented personal life. But many of us suffer from lack of patience with things. We need results now. We end up quitting stuff that's too long-winded, or we end up feeling fed up and then we give up too soon. Micro habits keep us going. This is why they're ideal. They give us that instant gratification that we need, because we don't have to wait long to see results. But then they also teach us patience and determination to achieve the bigger wins, which then teaches us delayed gratification, which means success. Try these micro habits. Feel good about the quick wins, but stay on them to see the long-term benefits. And those awesome changes you want will start to unfold around you. So if you do know what your bigger goals are, then start breaking them down, and then breaking them down to the point of you've only got to do something for a few minutes each day, and you'll achieve it and it'll feel great. And you'll do more as time goes on anyway, because with all the time saving and energy that you've got with doing these little wins, you'll end up taking on more anyway, and it won't feel like overload. Hopefully this episode has helped you identify the small things that are easier to change. You may even have your own ideas of the little things you want to change, and that's great. We'd love to hear about them and how you get on with them. John C. Maxwell once said, "You'll never change your life until you change something you do daily. The secret of your success is found in your daily routine." How true is this? And this is why we've got this quoted on our website homepage. Speaking of which, check our website out, www.auspiciousminds.com. The link's provided in the description. If you liked this episode, share it with your people, especially those who are looking for some motivation or feeling a bit meh right now. Till next time, take care. See you later.